1440 KVON 99.3 The Vine. This is Kelly, and now it's time to speak with a local author who's got a book, his autobiography, actually, Alfonso Tucker. Good morning.
Good
Welcome
morning,
to the show.
Good morning, Ms. Kelly Fuller.
It's great to have you here. I met you at Chocolate and Wine Festival, and we had a little chat. I said, you got to be on my show.
Truly appreciate you having me here.
Well, it's my pleasure. And your book is, how's it pronounced? Noesis?
Noesis.
Noesis.
Strong E.
Yeah. And what is that, a different language? What is that?
No.
Is that English?
It actually is an English word. It's just not very common.
I'm way into vocabulary.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this like in
you should, in
words
a sentence.
With friends.
There you go.
You know?
There you go. You'll score a lot of points.
Yeah. All right. So what does it mean?
Comprehension and understanding. I take that as being the power of applied thought.
Okay, what is that? Break that down for us.
Okay, the power of applied thought. You wake up in the morning, you're a little sluggish. You know you need to get to work on time. I needed to get here on time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to apply that thought. You want to make sure that your day is full of positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to apply it just that way. Meaning everything that you come into contact with, it's all energy. You know, we can take it in as negative or we can evoke it as positive.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I think that all this energy that we accumulate during the day can be transferred into absolutely everything positive so as we can accomplish our goals.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, and so your story, I did read through your book here, and you had a really rough start to life.
As a lot of us do.
Yeah, that's true.
As a lot of us
do. That's true. But it is a fascinating story. So give us kind of the nutshell.
Let's see. I was born in Detroit, Michigan, African-American male. I've never met my biological mother to this day. As a man, I've never even heard her voice. I was taken away from my mother by my biological father.
Oh.
And I lived with him until I was 13. He is not the typical person that you would think of as being a positive role model.
Okay.
Right. He... for a cliche standpoint, very gangster type mentality. He, he robbed, steal, and kill. That was his thing. He was the, let's say, solicitor of my biological mother.
And you would see this.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I grew up with that. He taught me that. And it's very odd. You know, I'm very fortunate, very blessed to not have taken true heed, so to speak, to his teachings, because I wouldn't be here. You know, cliche, I'd be in prison, in jail, things like that. But, you know, fortunately enough, the Department of Social Services stepped in when I was 13, took me away from him, and I grew up in foster care. And fortunately, you know, I had some very positive experiences in foster care. I had some negative ones too, but for the most part, like the cover of the book there, those are my my foster parents, Mike and Dana Darling.
And so how many years were you with them?
Believe it or not, I lived with them a year and a half during my last year and a half of high school, emancipated when I graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately enough, I earned a scholarship to Fresno State in the sport of wrestling. And I stayed in town because I wanted to develop a relationship with them. So it was Sunday dinners and, you know, many years of being, you know, blessed and having a family.
Well, they had a big effect on your life.
Oh, true effect. I'm here today because of them.
I mean, what do you think, you know, sometimes we were just talking off the air. Sometimes if people have a really rough start to their life or whatever, they can make the wrong choices.
Right.
Why do you think you went the other way? You could have been very angry, very bitter, and gone a complete different direction.
Why do I think I went the other way? You know, conscience, my belief in a higher power, I really would like to give more of a defined answer to that, but I just know that I believe my calling is to inspire others. I know that my personal, you know, internal strength, if you will, I'm a very subjective man, but even so, I have a lot of internal strength, and more so than the average person, meaning I've dealt with a lot of, you know, ails of this world, but I've decided not to, you know, from a cliche standpoint, be the dope man, you know, be the pimp, so to speak, be the person that engages in illegal behavior for financial gain.
Right.
You know, I've earned absolutely everything that I have in life from a positive standpoint, you know, and I continue to do that. I speak to crowds. I speak to disadvantaged youth, foster care, most importantly, because I'm a product of. And I give them hope because I've been in it. And,
right.
You know, it's very much my calling, I believe. I do believe that's one reason why I've been able to combat all that negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Very fortunate.
Now, tell us about what you've been doing. So you went to college and then what?
Yeah. Well, I went to college on a wrestling scholarship. I was behind academically. I actually flunked the second grade because of the, antics going on in my home.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, I enjoy academics. I actually enjoy reading and writing very much. Never thought that I could be an author until, I started journaling. And years and years and years later, I had all this material and all these thoughts. And lo and behold, after I graduated from college, I got a job as a police officer, believe it or not.
What?
I worked for the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department. In fact, I just recently retired, an early retirement, March 2nd. Just a few months back, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Blessed I am.
Wow.
And years, before then, I as, a deputy sheriff working, I was fortunate enough to get published my autobiography, Noesis. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've just been on a whirlwind trying to, bring some positive energy to absolutely everyone I come into contact with. Last year I earned my master's degree in psychology. In September, I will start my doctoral program.
Wow. So what is your goal with
that? I will become a clinical psychologist. I believe I'll probably have a private practice. Mm-hmm. I'll continue writing, of course. I got a couple other books coming out. The first is titled Letters of Inspiration, and the other is titled Poetic Thoughts of Inspiration. I currently write for the Los Angeles Sentinel newspaper. I have a weekly column there, inspirational based, and I'm going to keep doing this.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I am inspired by you.
Thank you.
Do you have a website?
I do. AlfonzoTucker.com. AlfonzoTucker .com.
And so you're going to become a clinical psychologist and you're mm-hmm. speaking to groups. We got to get you speaking around here too.
Great.
I'll hook you up.
That's where we met.
I know. Well, you were at the Chocolate and Wine.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with Voices?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, this helps kids coming out of the foster system get their feet on the ground.
Okay.
And so we'll talk about that. We'll hook you up with them.
Definitely.
This is really great. But Noesis is the name of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And where can we get it?
You can order it online. Go right to my website and purchase it there. I'm a full-time writer, speaker, and counselor now. So
that's great.
Hey, man, I have a book signing coming up next week.
Okay, tell us about that.
San Jose.
All right.
There's an organization out there called The Lynx. And Saturday, November the 12th, I'll be out there at, I believe it's going to be the Fairmont Hotel.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
And will that be on your website, too?
Yeah,
people
definitely.
Can check your website.
Definitely.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, gosh. I'm so appreciative. I truly appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Every chance I get.
And your next books are coming out before Christmas, right? I mean, they're coming out soon.
Yeah. Just because my publishers are hoping that we can get some orders in. Maybe the Christmas thing will help,
Right. The holidays. And Hanukkah, man, they get a present every day.
There you go.
For days.
There you go. Kwanzaa and all that good stuff.
That's right. Kwanzaa. Absolutely. We'll celebrate it all. All right. Well, we'd love to have you come back with your other books coming out here.
Looking forward to it.
And that's Alfonso Tucker. Noesis is the name of his autobiography. Yeah. Do check that out. Thank you so much again for being with us.
Thanks again for having me.
All right. Coming up, we have your news, weather, and traffic. 1440 KVON, 99.3 The Vine.